You are listening to the Fresh Approach Weight Loss Surgery Podcast with me, your coach, Mary Clark, 17-year bariatric surgery educator and advocate, and for the last 7 years, a weight loss surgery patient. Here, we focus on the bariatric surgery guidelines in a fresh way, creating successful and peaceful weight loss surgery journeys. Stop trying to fit your life into weight loss surgery. It's the other way around. Weight loss surgery is a part of your life. So whether you're just getting ready for surgery or had it 6 months or 6 years ago, it's never too early or too late to live your healthiest and happiest life with weight loss surgery. Welcome to day 7 and high five for sticking with the Spring Fresh Start Weight Loss Surgery Master Challenge. All right, we've got one more bariatric surgery fundamental guideline to talk about today, so let's get started. Today, it's mental health. Now stick with me. I'm giving you 3 resources for mental health because I really want you to wrap your heart and mind around how critical it is to you having a successful and peaceful weight loss surgery journey. First, from the Office on Women's Health, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, your mental health is very important. You will not have a healthy body if you don't also take care of your mind. People depend on you. It's important for you to take care of yourself so that you can do the important things in life, whether it's working, learning, taking care of your family, volunteering, enjoying the outdoors, or whatever it is that's important to you. Good mental health helps you enjoy life and cope with problems. It offers a feeling of well-being and inner strength. Just as you take care of your body by eating right and exercising, you can do things to protect your mental health. In fact, eating right and exercising can help maintain good mental health. You don't automatically have good mental health just because you don't have mental illness. You have to work to keep your mind healthy. And from the World Health Organization, mental health is defined as a state of well-being in which every individual realizes his or her own potential, can cope with the normal stresses of life, can work productively and fruitfully, and is able to make a contribution to her or his community. And our last one from the ASMBS, not surprisingly, when a person goes through major lifestyle and body changes after surgery, major adjustments occur in how we think about ourselves and how others think of us. Some patients gain much more confidence as they successfully change their lifestyle and manage their weight. Others struggle with continuing to see themselves as affected by obesity. Marriages and relationships can be strained with the adjustments that occur. Strong relationships can become stronger as those involved communicate and work through those changes. Weak relationships can fracture and suffer as a result of changes. Your workplace dynamics can change. Some of your teammates at work may support and cheer you on, while others may be less supportive. For all of these reasons, access to an experienced mental health professional can be an important part of postoperative recovery. Above all, each patient should be prepared for bumps in the road along the journey, whether it's interpersonal conflict, marriage stress, a surgical complication, or a plateau in weight loss. So let's talk about that statement. Above all, each patient should be prepared for bumps in the road. When you were getting ready for surgery, how were you prepared for interpersonal conflict, marriage stress, surgical complications, or plateaus in your weight loss surgery journey? In my experience, working in 3 different bariatric surgery programs, all accredited, working with thousands of patients, we weren't really teaching patients how to get over bumps in the road. Of course, they had their pre-surgical psychological screening. They attended classes where it was emphasized that they'd need to make long-term lifestyle changes and that they could no longer use food as they had before. But we were busy guiding them through the often complicated road to the operating room. We weren't teaching them how to get over those bumps. And looking back now, although I was working alongside with very qualified surgeons, physicians, nurses, dietitians, and psychologists, none of us were weight loss surgery patients. I think we did the best we could to prepare them with the information we had from the research and the studies, but it definitely wasn't enough. And I learned that firsthand when just about 3 months after I had weight loss surgery, thinking that after 10 years in the field, I would absolutely be the weight loss surgery poster child, you know, with everything I thought I knew for a successful weight loss surgery story. So about 3 months after I had surgery, my husband sat me down and told me, "I haven't been good to you." It turns out he'd been having a long-term affair with a coworker, and that ended our 19 years together. So all of a sudden, I was a single mom of two teenagers. Our other kids were all adults by this time. And I was just beginning my weight loss surgery journey. I was in the absolute critical period of that journey. You know what that's like the first year. You've got to do everything you can to stick with the plan that they give you so that you can maximize your weight loss. And then all of this happened. And I was so worried that with everything I had going on, that I wouldn't make it, that the whole thing would be ruined because I didn't know how to cope, how to manage the stress, the emotional roller coaster I was riding every day, and everything my kids were going through. Thank God I realized pretty quickly after the initial shock that I needed more than I had ever learned in my 10 years working bariatric surgery. And yes, did I seek mental health care? I did. The insurance plan I had at the time, although my kids were able to get in and see psychologists right away, they told me that they had a shortage of contracted psychologists for adults and that I would be able to see a psychologist 4 times a year. Now, that wasn't, I was limited on my insurance plan. That was the access to psychologists at that time. And I thought to myself, I'd been in therapy some years before, and I thought to myself, going through something like this, through a divorce, and having to re-explain what's happening in my life every 3 months when so much is changing so quickly, I would spend, you know, my whole 50 minutes just explaining what was going on now. How was that going to help me? So please know, I did seek out mental health care, trying to see a psychologist, and it was not available to me at the time. And that began my quest. How could I deal with this? How could I support myself and my kids through what we were going through? And how could I still be successful and have a healthy, happy life with my weight loss surgery? My search led me to, among many wonderful teachers, one was Dr. Brené Brown, whose work we've been focusing on this past week during the Fresh Start Weight Loss Surgery Master Challenge. So today, there's no mental health challenge per se, but rather my plea. I believe mental health is the most important of all the bariatric surgery guidelines and also the most ignored. I don't believe you can have long-term success with nutrition, fitness, vitamins, medical follow-up, sleep, and hydration without taking care of your mental health first. This week, we've talked about the importance of play, cultivating gratitude and joy, making yourself a priority and setting boundaries, cultivating calm and stillness, self-compassion, creativity, approaches that can help you have more peace in your life. And why do you want more peace in your life? So you can focus clearly and wholeheartedly on creating effective meal plans, testing recipes, meal prepping, packing your lunch for work, having a list of your pre-approved menu items at your favorite restaurants, carrying your water bottle with you and tracking your daily water intake, sorting your vitamins and supplements, always having a good supply on hand, scheduling reminders so you never forget to take them, developing a strong, trusting relationship with your bariatric surgery team, communicating with them, showing up for your scheduled visits, getting your labs done on time, creating a practical pre-sleep plan, making your sleep a priority, developing a well-balanced fitness routine that you enjoy, that you show up for, that you look forward to. Listen, when you're feeling bad about yourself, it's almost impossible to do anything good for yourself for the long term. That's why we've been working on cultivating practices that can help you take time for you. Do things for you so you can take the very best care of you. You can live your healthiest and happiest life with weight loss surgery, and I believe the first step is your mental health. For more information about Dr. Brené Brown's grounded theory qualitative research, you'll find a link in today's email and in episode notes, along with a link to her book about wholehearted living, The Gifts of Imperfection. I have a special wrap-up message for you tomorrow with a special announcement on what you can look forward to in the Fresh Approach Facebook group over the next couple weeks. Now, this is important. My goal through this whole challenge and always is to help you live your healthiest and happiest life with weight loss surgery by cultivating a peaceful, fresh approach to following the fundamental bariatric surgery guidelines. I'm a life coach and weight loss surgery advocate. I'm not a medical or mental health care professional. Understand that what I'm teaching is intended to complement your current medical and mental health care, not replace it in any way. So continue to follow up with and adhere to your doctor's instructions. Seek medical and or mental health care as prescribed and whenever necessary. I'll see you in the Fresh Approach group today. Love, light, and grace to you.